Ah, yes. Welcome to the Medicine Show. The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully a little insight. I'm Jason Lawrence, and tonight's guests are acoustic rock and roots musician, speaker, activist, and artist Karina Keeling with her sister... She's not here. Okay, and from Nice, France, singer, gypsy jazz-style guitarist Arno Pick on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These nations were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. So, tonight's prescription is, surprise, surprise, have some respect for your environment, because not only you, but future generations have to live here. So, you are listening to The Blues Healer with... of course, John Lee Hooker and Santana. And we're going to listen to, well, we'll hear a little prayer after this. We'll be right back with, then we're going to hear a piece from Prince E, otherwise like EA, with his piece called Dear Future Generations. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show with Karina Keeling and Arno Pick. All right, well, we are back on The Medicine Show. We're actually, I'm going to read you a prayer from, so we can start this show out in a with a nice tone. And this is a prayer written by Ali Ghazani, who is one of our new hosts, and he'll be here with you through the summer month with his co-host and friend, Super DJ Chris, of course, Christopher Hindman. Course, then we'll continue on with Prince E. So, in Ali's absence, I will read this prayer because it was so beautiful last week, was it? Anyway, here we go. O Lord God Yahoo, as we gather in your presence, make us mindful of your generosity and glad to do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and honorable way of life. Save us from violence and discord and confusion, from pride, arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Make us, who come from many different backgrounds and countries, a united people, one in purpose and in vision. Amen. So we'll be right back with more entertainment, live music with Karina Keeling and Arno Pick. And we're live on Facebook, apparently. Are you tapped into The Medicine Show Facebook?
Of course.
Oh, that's very nice. So if you can find us on Facebook, we are Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook.
Yeah.
And And we'll be right back. This is Dear Future Generations by Sorry by Prince EA. We'll be right back.
Dear Future Generations, I think I speak for the rest of us when I say sorry. Sorry we left you with our mess of a planet. Sorry that we were too caught up in our own doings to do something. Sorry we listened to people who made excuses to do nothing. I hope you forgive us. We just didn't realize how special the Earth was, like a marriage gone wrong. We didn't know what we had until it was gone. For example, I'm guessing you probably know it as the Amazon Desert, right? Well, believe it or not, it was once called the Amazon Rainforest, and there were billions of trees there, all of them gorgeous, and... Oh, you don't know much about trees, do you? Well, let me tell you, trees are amazing. I mean, we literally breathe the air they are creating. They clean up our pollution, our carbon. They store and purify water, give us medicine that cures our diseases, food that feeds us, which is why I'm so sorry to tell you that we burn them down. Cut them down with brutal machines, horrific, at a rate of 40 football fields every minute. That's 50% of all the trees in the world gone in the last 100 years. Why? For this. And that wouldn't make me so sad if it weren't so many pictures of leaves on it. You know, when I was a child, I read how the Native Americans had such consideration for the planet that they felt responsible for how they left the land for the next 7 generations. Which brings me great sorrow, because most of us today don't even care about tomorrow. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we put profit above people, greed above need, the rule of gold above the golden rule. I'm sorry we use nature as a credit card with no spending limit, overdrafting animals to extinction, stealing your chance to ever see their uniqueness or become friends with them. Sorry we poison the ocean so much that you can't even swim in them. But most of all, I'm sorry about our mindset. Because we had the nerve to call this destruction progress. Hey, Fox News, if you don't think climate change is a threat, I dare you to interview the thousands of homeless people in Bangladesh. See, while you were in your penthouse nestled, their homes were literally washed away beneath their feet due to rising sea levels. And Sarah Palin, you said that you love the smell of fossil fuels. Well, I urge you to talk to the kids of Beijing who are forced to wear pollution masks just to go to school. See, you can ignore this, but the thing about truth is, it can be denied, not avoided. So I'm sorry, future generations. I'm sorry that our footprint became a sinkhole and not a garden. I'm sorry that we paid so much attention to ISIS and very little to how fast the ice is melting in the Arctic. I'm sorry we doomed you, and I'm sorry we couldn't find another planet in time to move to. I am... You know what? Cut the beat. I'm not sorry. This future, I do not accept it, because an error does not become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We can redirect this. How? Let me suggest that if a farmer sees a tree that is unhealthy, they don't look at the branches to diagnose it, they look at the root. So like that farmer, we must look at the root, and not to the branches of government, not to the politicians run by corporations. We are the root, we are the foundation, this generation. It is up to us to take care of this planet. It is our only home. We must globally warm our hearts and change the climate of our souls and realize that we are not apart from nature, we are a part of nature. And to betray nature is to betray us. To save nature is to save us. Because whatever you're fighting for, racism or poverty, feminism, gay rights, or any type of equality, it won't matter in the least. Because if we don't all work together to save the environment, we will be equally extinct. So.
Hey guys, For the past several weeks, I've been here in Africa, the heart of Africa, witnessing the horrific destruction of the rainforest, which inspired me to write this piece. Why are forests being destroyed at such an enormous rate? For this. Today we live in a world where destroying trees makes you money. So what can we, normal people, do about it? One way to directly fight the destruction is to stand for trees. By standing for trees, not only can you save the lives of trees, help forest communities, and protect the rights of animals to live in their homes, but you will also balance the amount of pollution that you yourself give off with your everyday activities, making you a part of the solution and not the problem. This is the option that I chose. But whatever way that you choose to stand for trees, do it. Because a wise man once said, when the rivers are all dried up and the trees cut down, man will then realize that he will not be able to eat money.
Okay, so let's give this over to you, and you can share this with him.
Yes.
We're back live on The Medicine Show with Corina Keeling and Arno Pick.
Miguel Lopez in the house today.
Hey, that's right. Welcome back.
Thanks,
Miguel Lopez Elu.
Thank you, homie. Yes, I'm back. Making dreams coming true today. We are like having my dreams.
He's a cameraman, so he's out there creating all sorts of dreams. And
yes.
Dreams and illusions is all at the same time.
Well, yeah, I'm back.
Anyway, and as Corina was saying, cool name, Mr. Pick, guitar picking man.
That's convenient.
Very convenient.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are here with Corina Keeling, and she creates conscious acoustic music rich with honesty, experience, and insight. Since independently releasing her album Say Yes in 2014, she's had the opportunity to play for change-making audiences around the world. People who have made a commitment to raising the vibration of our collective thoughts and actions on the planet, and who dedicate their lives to defending the rights of the land, the environment, and the people. From David Suzuki's Blue Dot Tour at the Orpheum Theatre in Vancouver to the Uplift Festival in Byron Bay, Australia, she has shared the stage with artists like Feist, Takaya Blaney, The Bare Naked Ladies, David Suzuki, of course, Trevor Hall, Hey Ocean, Natalie Rise, Knocko Bear, who will be here
this weekend
at the Folk Festival. That's right. That's kind of exciting. Neil Young. Oh, yeah. And, well, I can't help but like mention that Bruce Coburn's going to be there too, but he wasn't one of the people you played with.
Sadly,
even you've seen
not.
Him.
He's still on my list.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So also playing with Neil Young in the past there, sending out a message of hope and action around the world. She is both an artist and a speaker. Her words speak with poetic maturity to the universal story of our human family, calling us to authenticity, courage, and compassion, using her music as medicine to drive healing and change. Mm. Her first album is a love letter for everybody. A few songs speak to a growing generation of conscious revolutionaries, reminding us that we are the waves we have been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. In a masculine musical landscape, she is emerging as a deep, powerful voice of feminine. Her roots, rhythms, and rock-solid... her rooted rhythms are rock-solid with harmonies from her sister Jessica Dawn on that, I guess, on the recording, since mm-hmm. she's not here tonight. Corina Keeling's uplifting and encouraging music invites us to consider that when we say yes to ourselves, we are becoming greater and more powerful agents of change. She is grateful to the Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Musqueam First Nations people for welcoming her to their territory, and is humbled and happy to call this place her home. So, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. I've never experienced anyone reading that out loud in my presence before. That's quite an experience, yeah.
Well, and it was quite a chore pronouncing this spelling of Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam.
Yeah, those are the Squamish orthography. Squamish is actually written in the Squamish orthography, and Tsleil-Waututh and Musqueam are written in the Hunkmeetnam orthography, which is the traditional language of both of those nations.
Yeah. Well, I'm very surprised that Google accepted this.
I had to change the typeface on my website a number of times in order for it to be read. Otherwise, it just shows up as blank character symbols. But it was important to me. You know, it's like, how can we continue to, in a place where territorial welcomes are thankfully really commonplace in this part of the world. It's not so most of the other parts of Canada, most of the other parts of the world, but here in, especially in Vancouver, you get it a lot. You know, government services do it. And so I really love to invite the question of how can we continue to invite further questioning around what it means to be on unceded land and what it means to be newcomers and what it means to be Tulalip and here who are visitors and who are guests. And so to not just stop at like ticking the box of like, yep, doing the acknowledgement, doing the welcome and then moving along, but how can we actually have like deepen the conversation around that, right?
Absolutely. And I must admit,
it would be awesome, for instance, like to have keyboards that they have like the right leather to write
their
own language, right? And keep fomentating
that,
right?
Yeah, they do have it. My keyboard at home, I have a little an app, I guess, that you can toggle between English, Squamish, and Hunkmeetnam.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, I had to understand more about even the word unceded because, I mean, it's not to everybody is it well known, and that's kind of why, you know, say that at the beginning of the show.
And I was really grateful that you said that and really just delighted to hear you say that because I feel that it is really important to acknowledge that in every space that we're in to have that be part of the conversation. And it's really lovely when that's already happening, when I enter into a space and I already see that happening.
Right. I get that. So Arnold Pick is here with us as well. He has come from Nice, France, a couple of years ago. I did want to acknowledge just wanted to acknowledge what has happened in your hometown and everything, and you know, tell you that my feelings go out for you and condolences for the people there. So, and I did want to mention that this show is supposed to be like the idea is medicine and alleviation in a tumultuous world. But that does not mean that that I'm complacent about the hardships that are going on around us. And I just want to acknowledge that. So welcome to the show, Arnold Pick.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Absolutely. So can we start off with a song?
And sure.
Go into some music, sure. And then we'll continue on.
Singing to me, we're already home. It's okay to grieve, but we're holding on. Lord, let this go and breathe. Grandmother Moon, full as my belly now. I'm seeking still. Help me to see somehow the way I can see this come, sure as the light of the coming dawn, seeing the new horizon, singing to me we're already home.
Corina Keeling on The Medicine Show. Wow.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Gonna have to put that camera down for a second to appreciate that. Damn. Okay, so the guys that are in the other room, I think they're making their way into here now. If you want to invite Vincent and Chase in there.
They're my filmmakers fellows.
All right. And so just out of curiosity, were there any words in there that were from a different language?
No.
Okay.
No, all of the stuff that sounds like it's from another language, it's just the word home and whole.
That's right. Okay. I was just a little unsure, but thank you. And so you've got, what is it, Welsh background?
Yes, Scottish, Scots Gaelic, and some English and a little bit of French and a little bit of, I just found out recently, Dutch, like way, way, way back, a little bit of Dutch as well.
Well, I remember seeing you at the Red Slam Jam.
Yeah.
Sorry, and you did a song, and you were you did some part of that in your
other
language.
Yeah, that's been part of my most recent journey and adventure is learning one of my ancestral languages. You know, when I moved to Vancouver, I started doing some work learning some Hunkapinam and some Skoltmish because I feel that if I was to move anywhere else in the world, if I was to move to Germany, I would learn some German. If I was, you know, like that's just, I think, common courtesy. And one of the reflections around learning some of the ancestral languages from this territory is realizing like, oh, in addition to English, I also have ancestral languages and ancestral songs and ancestral dances. And to witness what happens to people when they get lit up on their ancestral languages and actually have them in their mouths for the first time is a really incredible thing to witness and to have the reflection that I'm like, wait, I have that too and I have access to that too. So I've started to learn Scots Gaelic as a result of that experience.
Oh, wow. Okay, mm-hmm. So perhaps was that maybe a plan to sing that song?
Or? Sure, I could sing a Gaelic song.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, we're going to hear from Arnold Pick, who is going to play some music in French. And he started out in, I guess you grew up in Nice, right?
Yeah.
And so where you grew up, you started, Arnold started playing in a country and Western style band.
Yeah.
And
banjo and guitar. Yeah.
Banjo. I love that. I love the banjo. And then so you moved on to going to university and studying jazz guitar.
Yeah, in conservatory.
Conservatory.
Yeah. In Nice.
In Nice. Go ahead.
Is it not like a type of university for?
it's where they conserve knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah, exactly. And also high school music. And after I moved to Quebec City to learn different thing like engineering.
Okay.
Engineering.
Yeah.
That's engineering with an accent there, Miguel. you say engineering with an accent too, you know.
I do.
Just so I think I might have a bit of one too. I spend a little bit of time in different places and my accent's all mixed up, excuse me. Anyway, you were finishing.
Yeah. I just finished and I'm just arrived in Vancouver since 2 months. Yeah.
It's very nice to have you here.
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to playing a lot of music Thank with you. You in the future. So how about a song?
This is a song from Georges Brassens.
Okay. What's it called and anything about it?
Georges Brassens is a French musician from maybe 80s. From the 80s, yeah. It's a famous musician of France. And the song is Les Copains d'abord. It's a song about friend, yeah. And that's it.
Sounds great. Let her rip.
Non, ce n'était pas le radeau de la méduse, ce bateau, qu'on se le dise au fond des ports, dise au fond des ports. Il naviguait en perpénard sur la grand-mare des canards et s'appelait les copains d'abord, les copains d'abord. Ses fluctuanes mergitures, c'était pas de la littérature, n'en déplaise aux jeteurs de sorts, aux jeteurs de sorts. son capitaine et ses matelots n'étaient pas des enfants de salauds, mais des amis franco de port, des copains d'abord. C'était pas des amis de luxe, des petits Castor et Pollux, des gens de Sodome et Gomorre, Sodome et Gomorre. C'était pas des amis choisis par Montaigne et la Bossie, sur le vent ils se tapaient fort, les copains d'abord. C'était pas des anges non plus, l'évangile l'avait pas lu, mais ils s'aimaient, toute voile dehors, oh toute voile dehors. Jean-Pierre, Paul et compagnie, c'était leur seule litanie, leur credo, leur confité, aux copains d'abord. Au moindre coup de Trafalgar, c'est l'amitié qui prenait le quart, c'est elle qui leur montrait le nord, leur montrait le nord. Quand ils étaient en détresse, que leur bras lançait des SOS, on aurait dit des sémaphores, les copains d'abord. Au rendez-vous des bons copains, il n'y avait pas souvent de lapins, quand l'un d'entre eux manquait à bord, c'est qu'il était mort. Oui, mais jamais, au grand jamais, son trou dans l'eau ne se refermait, 100 ans après qu'aucun de sort, il manquait encore. Des bateaux, j'en ai pris beaucoup, mais le seul qui ait tenu le coup, qui n'est jamais viré de bord, mais viré de bord. Naviguer en père peinard, sur la grand-mare des canards, et s'appeler les copains d'abord, les copains d'abord.
Arno Pick on the Medicine Show. We'll be right back after these medicinal messages. We'll be right back after these messages.
Redgate presents Alleyfest on July 23rd from 12 to 8 p.m. Live performances by Deadsoft, Dada Plan, Morning Coup, Other Jesus, and many more on an outdoor back alley stage. Panel discussions held throughout the day inside about safer spaces, cultural districts, and all ages shows. And there's also an ice cream truck. $5 at door or free with a Redgate membership. Details on Facebook.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We are back on the Madison Show, and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and Miguel's asked me a question. Guess what? I reformatted my phone today, so I'm not signed into Facebook. We are live on Facebook.
But we are live on Facebook.
Are we still live on your phone?
Well, that's the thing. That's why I was asking your password, where you just reformat everything. But no, we're going to be live in a couple seconds.
Okay.
So, well, but like, if you're driving, like all my friends, the taxi drivers, just don't have
your... friends are taxi drivers.
No, but like, I have friends that they're taxi drivers.
It does. It sounds like... It almost sounds like a country song.
What is that? Like, they're
like
amazing
a nouveau people. Country song.
Hello to all the North
Shore.
We
are live on Facebook at Vancouver Medicine Show. If you search Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, perhaps you'll even find us. And we're doing a live broadcast for the first time in Medicine Show history. It feels like a...
it's a dream coming true, you know?
Just... It feels like a Madonna song, you know? Like a virgin. Sorry. Silly, pure
silly.
Online
for first time.
On the air.
On face.
That's right. Wait, we can.
Well, we gotta,
I moved my mic so you couldn't hear me turning my guitar, but
no, that's
you,
okay. Like,
then you also can't hear me singing
turning
the Madonna
song,
quote. So
here we go.
And not only that, we agreed that we were showing warts and all
right.
Tonight. You know, you gotta love me for all I am, even my picking and scratching.
That's right. not just the best side.
Goals.
Oh yeah, it's the best.
3, 2, 1.
You. It's the best you. It's the best thing that you can do.
We are live now on Facebook.
I think we got a couple people already tuned in there. So we were asking Corina Keeling about this is multilingual night. So
you're right. We didn't even plan that.
I know. That's amazing. It's just like the guy's pants and the shirt that have cactus and sunsets on them.
That was a really special moment.
It really was. Okay,
it's a hard moment to translate to radio because you can't see it.
Okay, but let's explain because we came in here. Miguel came in here with these pants he bought just up at Metrotown, and they have the same pattern as the guy who came with him.
When I walked in, sitting directly next to him.
Yeah,
Vincent, yeah,
with the same pattern on his shirt, who he bought it in Bali, did he say? Mm-hmm. Like craziness.
And I assumed that they were like besties and had planned their wardrobe.
Like, well, we're besties, but we didn't plan it. So like, I think those
they did a pinky swear and came on down
that
and dressed up.
I would have worn cactus, my cactus pants. I didn't know.
Had I known. Sorry, you didn't get the memo, guys?
That's right.
Oh, so.
Okay, so I'm sorry. What... Even if it's in a different language, first of all, can we get a hello to... Do you have any in a different language, either of all three of those foreign languages? Not four, I should say. The one foreign language and the two local languages
right.
that you know that are not English. Can you say any hellos or, you know, Medicine Show is the greatest show on earth or anything like that?
No, I'm not anywhere near that skilled. I'm very, very base. I can introduce How about a hello? Myself. I can say, Karina Kwanaskwil, Tilitsin at Hainomot. It's in Juanitum.
A medicine show.
So that, yeah, just I introduce myself, saying my name and saying where in this part of the world I live. And Hainomot is a traditional name. Put the bunny ears on that. It's the name of a place where I live. That was, you know, long before I got here, what it was called. And just identifying myself as Juanitum, which means that I'm a newcomer here. I'm a visitor here.
And I assume that that's a local language you were speaking.
Yes, that's Hankaminum.
And do you know any Welsh at all? Like even a hello?
I don't know any Welsh. I know Gaelic.
In Gaelic.
Yeah.
Gaelic, of course.
I can say Hal Agam Ort, which means I love you.
That's beautiful. And I can say...
Probably incorrectly. I haven't practiced. I'm out of practice with my Gaelic, but...
How about in Tagalog, I'll say I love you, Mahal Kita. That's for those who speak... that language that I say I love you to all you. So go ahead.
Et je parle français un petit peu aussi. Et j'ai besoin de pratiquer.
Besoin de pratique.
What?
Is that French?
Yeah.
Oh, so Arno, you understand that.
Yeah, you're right.
So what's the name of the song that you're going to do in Gaelic?
This song is called Farambi Mihi. And the... again, I'm just beginning to learn, so I don't know enough to translate it word for word. But essentially, it's a song about wherever you go, there you are. And as people, if it's not the best time, then we will just if none of the instruments show up and there isn't anything to drink, then we will celebrate anyways. And we will one of the lines is about we will play music on our with our feet and on the teeth of our combs, so it's just about making the best of where we are in this moment. So,
all right, Corina Keeling on the Medicine Show.
Sound. Shoo la la, not the cancer, cause you can't get it back. Shoo la la.
That is Corina Keeling on the Medicine Show.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
That's so fun.
And it really was. Yeah. That was like a real, like a foot stopper, like a kitchen jam type of a song.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. I would say that 98% of Gaelic music is, or all of it that I've heard anyway, is definitely is celebrating music for drinking to, and music for working to. Really, a lot of it is you know, deeply embedded in the patterns and the rhythms of work and singing along to work.
Yeah, and that's funny because you know how we have a lot of the Irish and Scottish culture right here over in Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds me of a Nova Scotian kitchen party sort of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on down, mm-hmm. stomping that foot.
Yep. The largest Gaelic-speaking community outside of Scotland is in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
The facts.
I'm going this summer.
Hi, guys, come on in. We got this, a few guys that are going to be joining us from the Miguel Lopez production team.
Well, it's like my homies, and then we just make films together, you know.
Yeah. I think they're quite intriguing, actually, myself, and we can touch base on that again. Come on in, guys.
Hi.
We're gonna listen to another song from Arnaud Pick, who is joined us from Nice, France. And what are you gonna do next? Is this next one also going to be in French?
Yeah, it's in French. I also sing in Portuguese and Italian, and in English, of course. But this one will be also from Georges Brassens and in French.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Je me suis fait tout petit. Je n'avais jamais ôté mon chapeau devant personne. Maintenant je rampe et je fais le beau quand elle me sonne. J'étais chien méchant, elle me fait manger dans sa menotte. J'avais des dents loups, je les ai changées pour des quenottes. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui ferme les yeux quand on la couche. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui fait maman quand on la couche. J'étais dur à cuire, elle m'a converti la fine mouche. Et je suis tombé tout chaud, tout rôti contre sa bouche. Qui a des dents de lait quand elle sourit, quand elle chante. Et des dents de loup quand elle est furie, qu'elle est méchante. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui ferme les yeux quand on la couche. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui fait maman quand on la couche. J'étais dur à cuire, elle m'a converti. Bien qu'elle soit jalouse au-dessus de tout, et même pire, une jolie pervenche qui m'avait paru plus jolie qu'elle. Une jolie pervenche un jour mourut à coup d'ombrelle. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui ferme les yeux quand on la coud. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui fait maman quand on la touche. Tous les somnambules, tous les mages m'ont dit sans malice qu'en ses bras en croix je subirais mon dernier supplice. Il en est de pire, il en est de meilleur, mais à tout prendre, qu'on se pende ici, qu'on se pende ailleurs, s'il faut se pendre. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui ferme les yeux quand on la couche. Je me suis fait tout petit devant une poupée qui fait maman quand on la touche.
Arno Pick on the Medicine Show.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much. Now, I did want to acknowledge guests in the room that are just visiting and saying hello. May I?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Fanny. She's Hi. Also from France. What part of France are you from?
I'm from the southeast of France, not so far from these two. Yeah.
What was the name of the town that we discussed and looked on the map? Saint-Cyr-sur-Mer, what was it? How did you say it?
Saint-Cyr-sur-Mer.
Is it anywhere near that?
No. Not really. It's more in the Alps, the South Alps.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to the Gorge du Verdon.
Yeah, it's not so far, actually.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful country. It's a big crack in the earth. It's huge. All these tunnels running along the side of these mountains.
Yeah.
Interesting. So also we're have a couple of guys in here. We got Vince and Chase. How's it going, guys?
What up, boys?
Hello, it's going good.
Just say hello and
sup.
Vincent, what's going on?
Hey man, it's going very well. I'm enjoying the performance and it's cozy in here. It's good times.
It does. You know what? It gets pretty darn hot in this room. How you doing, Chase?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining us.
Out of content.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So going back to Corina, mm-hmm. would you like to play us another song?
I would love to play another song.
That would be delightful.
I've decided what song I'm going to play you, but
that's okay.
You see need what to tuning my guitar is in that one.
That'll determine yeah, things, right?
Exactly. So this song is called Faith, and it's where my guitar was tuned, which is why I chose it. But also, it's a song that I go in and out of feeling like I have the capacity to play it. Because I only want to play it when it's true. And sometimes it isn't. But it is right now.
Honesty is good. Corina Keeling on The Medicine Show.
So the other night, I had this funny dream. much bigger than we seemed, and we were never told we were too small to do something. Everyone around me had 100 hands, and we had the most amazing plans. We were never told we were too late to do something. Wasn't made, having all the strength that I would need to do something. Oh, I just can't imagine what to do now with all of these nightmares coming true. All of these nightmares. Oh, I keep getting stronger. The light's getting longer. What we make it, this world is too sacred to throw it all away. And I refuse to lose my faith in it now. Listen to the spirit of this land. She would never tell us we're too late to do something. And oh, don't tell me you cannot feel the change. We're all of us wiser with our age. All of us wiser. And oh, I keep getting stronger. The light's getting longer.
It's Corina Keeling on The Medicine Show. Broadcasting healing energy, I'm hoping. absolutely beautiful. You know, I feel bad that perhaps I left the board there for a few seconds and got a little hot. If anybody noticed any the volume changing there, I do apologize for that. Well, for us, it was absolutely a delight, you know. I'm hoping that everybody's listening. People online, that it didn't get too loud and soft. So, Corina, could you tell us a little bit about the Jellyfish Project? I know that you've been a big advocate of that and being involved.
So. Yeah, so the Jellyfish Project is essentially a coalition of musicians all over the world for the environment. And it really channels the idea that we all have the capacity to contribute to change making. And what we do is essentially empower and train musicians to have conversations about environmental justice issues and social justice issues and the things that they're already passionate about and already care about deeply and are already demonstrating in the way that they make music and the way that they tour and the way that they produce their music, but encourage them to really talk about that with their audiences in order to be able to change popular culture around fans watching musicians and artists and bands that they love and then hearing those musicians and artists and bands speaking for just a few minutes on stage about some of the environmental issues that are local for them or that are relevant to them, so that we can start to develop a norming of talking about these issues, not just in niche areas and not just when it comes to politics and not just when it comes to environmental justice or, you know, quote unquote, being an activist, but that this is everybody's issues and that we all have the capacity to contribute to change. You know, we also go into high schools and middle schools and do performances as musicians and talk to young people about what the local issues are for the environment for them, and also that the history that music and art has played in movements all over the world and just how powerful that can be in really changing a culture and changing the way that we have a relationship to the things we interact with every day.
Mm-hmm. You know, that it almost completely answers this question, but you might want to extrapolate. I love that word.
That's a great word.
About the question was that, like, I do believe in what you're doing, and I'm sure that you understand that some skeptics don't understand the power of music, pop culture, and how activism plays a part in affecting an outcome. And so I'm just, maybe you can articulate a bit of the, let's see, where was I? Yeah, if you could articulate the practical application of your efforts and how they are affecting change, like, because I understand what you're saying about, and I looked a bit of what these guys were talking about on the Jellyfish Project, and they says, get them with the music and then engage them.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. So I understand that you're a little bit more involved in everything besides just the words you're doing. You're actually traveling around and going to functions that are of change. So
yeah,
can you talk a bit about that?
Sure. That's a lot of things to talk about, but
you don't have to see everything. Just what comes to mind.
Well, what's interesting when I heard you say that is you know, talking about the power of music and the importance of being an activist, and a lot of my musical influences. And the reason that I feel motivated to make music is because it was such a deep part of my life. And if, you know, thinking back around an era, Joni Mitchell and James Taylor and, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Neil Young as well. And, you know, just all this generation of musicians and artists where their art and their quote unquote activism was you couldn't separate the two. Their work was about the world that they live in. And that's still true for a lot of artists, but not as much as an identity anymore. There's a lot of music that's produced in the world that's, I believe, you know, perhaps I'm a skeptic about this, but I believe is actually manufactured in order to separate us from feeling connected to the world and to separate us from our complicitness in the systems that are destroying the world and are destroying the people's livelihoods who live there. So, I'm really inspired by those musicians, and I don't identify anymore with the label of an activist, because I think that further perpetuates the idea that activists are a subset or a subgroup of people in our society who are the people who do the work of making people care about the things that matter to everybody. And really, I think that everybody could and should be an activist, and that we don't even have to have, or I dream of a world where we don't have to have a separate label for those kinds of people who connect the work that they do in the world and what they love to do with what really matters to them and what is really playing out, you know, socially and politically and environmentally and geologically. Like, it's all connected. And I don't think that we have the luxury anymore of pretending like we aren't influencing that with everything that we do. And especially as musicians, you know, as artists in general and as musicians. I mean, music is everywhere. You know, you can't walk through a mall. You can't turn on the TV or on the radio without hearing a jingle or hearing, like, you know, it's, and you know, design is everywhere. Every billboard, every poster, like, it's become almost invisible and subversive to us. But artists are actually the culture makers, you know, and my belief is that beyond changing policy or, you know, changing corporate dynamics, it's really about changing a global culture of taking responsibility for the mess that we're making. And that's why I think music has so much capacity to do that, because it's not just about changing these big pieces that are at the top. It's actually everything underneath that's holding it all together, all of the roots of the way that we have a relationship to ourselves and to each other and to the land that we live on.
Well, you know, I agree with what you're saying. And then, which brings to mind a disagreement that we had before we went on air. I was talking about that, you know, for example, the medicine show wanting to be people to be more comfortable in a tumultuous world. Mm-hmm. And then you pointed out something completely valid about, you know, it's almost the complacency of getting too comfortable. For one thing, you know, I do understand difficult lessons are the ones we learn from, but you're also talking about it's not just that far. It's about that some people are suffering, and to balance that out, you need to compromise and sacrifice here. So can you expand a bit about that? Because it was like in opposition to being comfortable. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's I'm really delighted that the first, you know, we sat down and I was like tuning up and we had a disagreement. I think that's actually an indication that good work is happening here, right? That it's that we're not too you know, we're not posturing so much that we're, you know, like, no, like, let's actually have a conversation about what our beliefs are, and let's do it in a way that's constructive and compassionate. So I really appreciate that. Yeah. And so what I think what came up is that, you know, you were talking about a desire to make sure that everybody's comfortable, and what I wanted to illustrate, and this is just like for me right now, you know, I talk about this, that if everyone could put, you know, whatever their statement is and then add for me right now at the end of it, it would alleviate a lot of complexity, I think. But for me right now, I really see a necessity to stop protecting our comfort, because I think it's actually our attachment to our comfort that is perpetuating a lot of the dangerous and destructive cycles that are really messing up the world, you know? And when you look at some of the big social disagreements that are happening around movements, you know, look at the deep discomfort that is arising around Black Lives Matter, like, and how many people are just like, oh, their feathers are ruffled when they hear that, because they think it means that their lives don't matter, and they think this, like, there's all this spinning about that. And I would love to see a world where people feel safe and willing to lean into their discomfort. Because I think, like I said, the attachment to our discomfort, the attachment to our comfort is what is preventing us from really actually growing and actually hearing each other in a deep way. And that is the fact that we can't listen to each other and we can't hear each other is I think somewhere deeply rooted in a lot of the problems and a lot of the pain that's arising in the world.
Absolutely. You know, and like I said, you know, some of my the greatest lessons I've ever learned personally have been the biggest teachers, and And you know what they say, you don't have to get hit by a bus to know that it probably hurts.
Right. Right.
So learning from each other's lessons as well. Mm-hmm. Valid point. And then I was trying to point out that, okay, as people working on solutions to like our comfort of driving in our car and using cell phones that are just like being, you know, you're using radioactive materials and things that are mined and mm-hmm. and using horrible things. These are comfort things, but there's people working on ways that like sustainable energy and how to get like plastics from plant materials that is, you know, can be used for medicinal applications that is like plastic. So sometimes, you know, if things were done in a more respectful way, mm-hmm. could we not balance the comfort of, I said, alleviating some of the pain and discomfort from like really horrible things that are happening, while not necessarily, you know, people who are being gluttonous and destructive, not completely pulling the rug out from underneath them, but just lowering them down to more of a balanced level.
I feel like all this conversation, I don't know why I put as an analogy, all the trash or the garbage that you create at home, you know, how am I going to reduce the damage that I'm doing to this earth just trying to waste less? Because if I don't do that, you know, enough. Well, it's not enough, but like that I can do at home, but what else I can do, you know? It's just,
yeah.
Like,
no, and I think this is a question that all of us are asking. The first thing that I want to address is this idea of like, you know, here's the people who are suffering the most over here, and then here's the people who are suffering the least over here, and sort of leveling that playing field. And the problem is it's all a matter of where you're standing, you know, it's all a matter of perspective. We all have to acknowledge our complicitness in this. Like, no one in this world is exempt from contributing to the cycle of destruction that we have created.
Yeah.
Somos cómplices.
And we know that we come across this all the time in the movement when you know, people say, how dare you call yourself an environmentalist, which I don't anymore, which is a whole other story. But and then get on a plane and fly to a climate conference. And it's a moot point because the individual contributions that we as are each making to the carbon footprint of our society, to the plastics in the ocean, to, you know, is so negligible compared to industry and government.
Mining.
And yeah, as you know, and yet all of those businesses cannot continue to operate unless we give them our money. Either as individuals or our government subsidizing that business, and that's, you know, has to do with the way that we elect our officials, and that has to do with problematic, you know, electoral, you know, issue, and that's a whole other story as well. But, you know, I don't think it's about, like I said, this policy or this corporation or just turning the big gears at the top. Like, yes, individual patterns and habits matter. But I don't talk to kids in schools about the importance of recycling because I think that the individual water bottles that they are going to divert from landfill into recycling bins matters at all. I do it because we need to create a whole new culture, a whole new relationship of how we relate and how we commune with the land that we live on and the planet that we live on. And we have to really like have a deep cultural shift and rewrite the assumption that the planet is here in service of us, mm-hmm. and that anything that we could ever want or need, we have the right to take without consequence from the planet. That for me, it's like it's beyond you or me or you or, you know, it's far beyond that. And like I said, I don't teach kids that they, you know, need to recycle because I think that their individual footprint makes a lick of difference. It's because we need to raise our generation of people who understand deeply that their actions have consequences and that what they leave behind matters and has an impact.
And if people treat each other like if you really cared about people, really truly cared, mm-hmm. you would not be setting up a future for children that is going to pollute them or hurt them or, you know, poison their minds with different ideas. Miguel, what were you going to say? I got to go to a commercial in a second.
I want to reinforce the idea of education. I liked a lot the idea of education, and I liked the idea, for instance, educate, for instance, like people, they think they have different races. It's not different races. It's just one race, the human race, you know? So it's just...
there's no racing into oblivion.
Yeah, where it's just... And the education, I think, is just beautiful to acknowledge that it's one of the most important key elements to change the world. So yeah, go to university, kids.
Okay,
or intentionally don't, but educate yourself in one way or the other.
Ah, yes, good point.
Yeah. Unschooling is just as valuable as schooling.
There are poisons in every corner of this planet, it seems, including the educational indoctrination in some places. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM on Coast Salish Unceded Territory in just a moment.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Yes, how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back on The Medicine Show. Things are getting heated here.
Well, you might
not just the temperature.
I gotta say, like, my
Miguel's
phone just
got something to say.
Yeah, well, we were live on Facebook for a little bit. Just like you just mentioned before, Jason, it just got hot, my phone. So I'm going to, it's going to be online
like
again.
Like your car?
Well, yeah, like, I gotta say, like, I said, like, Jay, I'm going to the show. I'm going to pick you up. But, like, we have to go with, a little bit of time in case of my car gets on fire.
That's so, legit.
That's legit.
Yeah.
And that almost happened. Like, we just parked at the, at the right moment, at the right place, and the car was smoking, and we're like, oh, man, like, get the camera out. Like, we have to go to do this show. So, yeah, that's
any
what happens.
Any shout-outs before we all do our last jam of the evening?
I want to say hello to my girlfriend, Roxanne, and to
Roxanne.
My mom.
Hi, Roxanne.
Shout out to Roxanne Stone. Any hellos to anybody?
Yeah, hello to everybody, family, friends, everybody that, of course, listening to the show.
And you, Arno, how's things? You've been kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah, I'm quiet because I'm thinking about different thing, but whatever.
That's okay too. So, do you have any hellos and maybe something to say?
Yeah,
like,
it's
9
a.m. You know, in France. So, I said this morning to my sister, you have to listen to me. I will be in the radio in Vancouver, and they said, no, we'll be sleeping. I don't care about something like that. So that's okay. I will record it and. Don't regard it, but it's okay. Yeah. Bonjour à tous mes amis et une pensée pour Nice. Something about my city with terrorist attack and that's it. Happiness.
Thank you so much, and thanks for playing on the show tonight. We're gonna we still got a few minutes left, you know, but we're going to do a jam session here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to say goodnight. And so, Corina Keeling and Arno Bick. And do you have any percussion instruments you want us to shake in the back? Oh, she's got it going on there. And Miguel, thanks to everybody here. What? She's going to play one of hers, and you're going to do the soloing, picking. Let's take it away.
Questions almost every day when I'm doing it right home, and this is what my spirit has to say. She says, oh, the less that you carry, the less you'll need, yeah, the less you'll need. I know the less that we gather, the less we'll leave, yeah, less of a mess we'll bring, the more this world will bring, yeah, everything I love about.
all strings, and this open, hopeful heart, and the little song it sings, this open, honest moment, and the little songs we sing, the little songs we sing, the little songs we sing, yeah.
Arno Pick,
wow,
and Corina Keeling on the medicine, on the medicine show.
Look at here, we have a
here. Give me these headphones for a second.
Oh, yeah. I'm just yelling like, "Yo, DJ, run!"
Okay, Corina, we've got a few more seconds. Did you want to close with any words, or if not, shout outs or hellos? Because we did sort of cut you off for commercials before.
Yeah, no worries. I'd love to let folks know that I'm performing at the Blessed Coast Festival at Chikai Ranch in Squamish next weekend.
Nice.
So if people want to come to the festival, it's going to be a pretty spectacular time. I think it's a small festival, so lots of really intimate opportunities to see some really great performers. The Human Experience is going to be there. Trevor Hall's going to be there. So it's going to be bigger than last year.
Oh, it
should
be.
And it's going to get bigger and bigger every year. So we'd love to share that. I would love to invite people to take a look at my Instagram feed. I do a daily dose of beautiful words and beautiful letters somewhere around the city. So it's Love Letters for Everybody on Instagram. And I think, yeah, I just want to say thank you for having me and for inviting me to share what I love to do more than anything else in the world, because I would play by myself in my room, but it wouldn't be as much fun.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
It sounded great.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back and say a final goodnight.
Final goodnight.
Adults 19 and older can learn to cook or bake with blueberries in a short one-day class at the Richmond Nature Park this summer. Learn about blueberries' numerous health benefits from dietitian Jessica Wang and join a nature walk to search for and learn about bog blueberries.
All supplies are provided. Register online at richmond.ca/register or call the Nature House at 604-718-6188. Baking with blueberries takes place July 16th. Cooking with Blueberries, July 23rd, both from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Richmond Nature Park.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, we're back on the air with the medicine show.
The medicine show.
Holy cow. Anyway, I just did want to make a last little announcement before we go
to a very
serious subject. I don't want to leave you guys. We'll leave it with a nice song at the end there. But so it's been a very long journey making this documentary with the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network. To produce an upcoming, we were producing an upcoming documentary film that will be coming out next month called Promising Practices in Indigenous Communities in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan is experiencing HIV and AIDS rates among the highest in Canada. In fact, the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network says Indigenous communities in rural Saskatchewan are experiencing rates among the highest in the world. So to put this into perspective, the Canadian national HIV infection rate is 5.9 out of 100,000. And on reserve in Saskatchewan, it's 63.6 out of every 100,000. That's 11 times the national rate. In other words, for every 10 people diagnosed, 7 were indigenous people. Many communities are taking ownership of their health using culturally appropriate practices in addressing this epidemic. So this film is about hope and about their stories. A pre-screening at the Roxy Theatre in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan earlier this week was well received with a lot of emotion. The film has gotten a lot of press globally. And here's from a piece released just after the show in Saskatchewan. The CBC News says, as quoted by Merv Thomas, director of the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network, "We know that HIV is an issue in Saskatchewan, but a lot of times we sensationalize it and make it become fear-based. Mm-hmm. What we want to show was the stories of how people are addressing HIV through culture and tradition, but also positive stories of hope. So according to Thomas, many people are still unwilling to get tested because of the stigma surrounding the illness. He says that one of the hardest parts was hearing about how some people were ostracized from their families and even communities after being diagnosed. And he says, what we are trying to do is show what people can, that people can live healthy lives and be the strength of their communities," said Thomas on CBC's radio, CBC Radio's afternoon edition. So hopefully by using their example, there are other communities that can start thinking about HIV. And this film is meant to both act as conversation starter and as a tool to educate. So here's a quote from one of the speakers in the film named Krista Shore. She says, "I really dream of the day our communities are able to embrace HIV positive people so that we can come home." So I actually went to Saskatchewan and sat through some of these interviews, and I looked at the numbers, quite shocking, was quite moved. So this is a song by myself and the Sons of Granville called No Shame.
Hey, I remember the Sons of Granville.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember that when they were first started.
A real quick, every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land. So tune in next week when we'll have more live music. I'm Jason Lawrence with Miguel Lopez-Elu. And DJ Ray.
DJ Ray.
Thanks to the, let's give thanks now. So thanks to the maker. Thanks to Karina and Keeling. Thanks to my parents, everyone listening. Thanks to Arno Pick.
Thanks to Facebook too.
Thanks to Fanny for coming in and supporting
for
us.
For a live broadcast.
Thanks to my parents, everyone listening. Thanks to, let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, through our website, themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you now with No Shame. Have a great night.
Man versus man.
From this house you are born, this is who we are. You can never be torn, even when you are far, far, far. The home fire burns to welcome compassion, but there's dignity in love, and I'm positive that if you're positive and blood still flows through your veins, it's never too late to outside can be cold. Yesterday is gone. Even when we are told, can't lose sight of this boy.
journey teaches us love, a new perspective on life, like a medicine.
Yeah.